Tomorrow, chapter 5, Mishnah 5, Haray, Zutachazu, if he says, let this one be instead of that one, or Tmurasu, or let this one be the substitute of that one, the Tmura of that one, or Chalufazu, or the exchange for that one, Haray Zutmura. So, and all of those languages affect Tmura, right? Those are good languages for Tmura. But Zumachale, but if he says, let this one, like, yield its sanctity onto that one. So that's not a language of substitution, and he will the laws of substitution of tomorrow will not have kicked in. If the sacred animal that he's got over there has a blemish, right? So he's got an animal over there that's been set aside to be brought as an offering, and it now develops a blemish. It's like permanently blemished. And then he uses the word mechuleles, let this one yield its sanctity onto another animal. So in that case, yotzi lechulin, it does work, right? The sanctity will actually be transferred. But tzarech lasos damim, and okay, so the transfer of sanctity will work. In other words, the law, the classic law of tamura, only works with, or the punishment of tamura really, only works where he's got an animal that's not blemished, and he tries to switch that with another animal, then they both become sanctified. But if the animal he's got, the offering he's got, does have a blemish, and he tries to transfer the sanctity onto another animal, that's valid, right? He will transfer that sanctity, because he has to deconsecrate the blemished animal anyway. And then finish off the mission of Tzarech Lasos Damim, he must make up its full value, meaning if the second animal has less value than the first animal, the difference between the two has to be donated to the temple. So there's no loss to the temple, you know, through this substitution.